Today's daf is Menachas daf Samache, and we are at the top of daf Samache Amid Aleph at the Mishnah. So the topic of the sixth parak of Masechtas Menachas is the Korban Omer, which was primarily a Korban Mincha. Thus, it's a Masechtas Menachas, also known as the Minchas Omer. So the Minchas Omer is discussed in very great detail in Parshas Emor. It's actually tucked away right in middle of the Parsha of the Mayadim. So the Torah talks about the Yontif of Pesach, and right after the Yontif of Pesach, the Pasuk says as follows, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yomarta aleyem, Kisavoyu ala oretz, asher ani noisin lochem, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, uktsartem es kitziro, vahavesem es oimer, reishes kitzirchem el hakoyin. So we're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, says the Torah, you should cut the kitzir, you should take an oimer. An oimer literally means an amount. It's a shear. Reishis kitzirchem, the first thing that you cut, and you should give it to the kohen. The heinav es oimer lifnei Hashem l'tzoinchem. What does the kohen do? He brings it lifnei Hashem, and he does tenufa. When does he do this tenufa? And these are the magic words. Mimacharas Hashabbos yinifenu hakohen. The day after Shabbos. And the pasuk continues. Vasisim b'yom hanifchem es oimer keves tamim v'chnasod oilul Hashem. Together with this oimer, with the tenufa of the Omer, carbon oil was brought. Additionally, there was a mincha. Uminchasoi shnei esroinim soiles belulu b'shemen ishei l'Hashem reach nichayach v'niska yayin reviyas ahin. So the Torah says, mimachas haShabbos, the day after Shabbos, you're supposed to take an oimer. It's made up of a mincha and an oila, and you're supposed to bring it l'fnei Hashem. Says the pasuk, v'lechem v'koli v'karmel lo yisoichlu ad etzem ayom hazeh. This is a very, very important loisa, say, and very controversial whether it's noyik b'zman hazeh b'chutz la'aretz or it's not noyik b'zman. But once upon a time, this was certainly very, very profound. And that is, the Torah says that before this carbon was brought, you weren't allowed to eat lechem, not kolia, not caramel. Bekitzer, you weren't allowed to eat from the tfuah hachadosha, any new grains, until the carbon was brought. Then the Torah says, that from the time that you bring this carbon oimer, you should count. How many days do you count? 7 weeks. Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tehena. Ad Mimachas HaShabbos HaShviyos Tisbru Chamishim Yoim. In total, it's going to be that you counted 50 days. It's really 49 days. V'ikrafta Mincha Chadal Shel Hashem. And then at the end of the 49 days, meaning on the 50th day, you should bring another Karban Mincha. V'imosh V'yisechem Taviyu Lechem Tenufa Shtayim. And then the Torah describes that second Karban Mincha that's supposed to be brought. It's made up of two breads, Shtei HaLechem. It's the topic of so many of the dafin that we've learned over the last couple of weeks. And the Torah, again, in great detail, describes the karbanos that were brought on Shavuos, the karbanos of the Shtei HaLechem, and then at the very end, the Torah mentions the Yontif of Shavuos, very, very bekitzer, doesn't say anything about Matan Torah. It says, Ukrosem be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, mikro kodesh yiyo lechem, komolachas avodu leisasu, chukas oylam b'chol moish ve'seichem u'deiriseichem, and then finally, very mysteriously, the Torah throws in one more pasuk, uvekutzruchem es k'tzir artzachem. You should know, I'm talking about bringing all these different karbonos oimer. You're bringing a karbon oimer from the tfuah chadasha, and then you're going to bring the shtei alechem, that's also a mincha chadasha. Says the Torah, le'sechala pasadcha, b'kutzrucha, v'leket k'tzircha le'selaket. There's something called leket, there's something called peya. Regardless, these psukim over here in Parashas Emor are the psukim that make up the makar, the source to the Karban Omer. But within this parsha, you have two additional very important parshas. You have the parsha of Sfiras Omer. You also have the parsha of the Shtei HaLechem. So what was the Karban Omer? The Karban Omer was a Karban Mincha. It was brought Mimacharas HaShabbos. And the reason it was so important is because the Torah says, V'lechem, the koli, the karmel, lo yisoichlu, ad etzem ayom hazeh. You were not allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaChadosha until the Karban Omer was brought. It's interesting. The Karban Omer is mentioned in Parshas Vayikra as well. So in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Beis, where the Torah talks about the Menachas. So the Torah mentions the Minchas Omer. It says, V'entakriv Minchas Bikurim Lashem. If you're going to bring a Minchas Bikurim, Aviv, Kogui, Ba'esh, Geres, Karmel, Takriv, Es Minchas Bikurecha. V'nasato leo Shemen, V'samto leo Levoina Minchi. If you remember, we had a whole Amid Gemara that darshan this pasuk last week. But regardless, the Torah over here is talking about a Mincha. It refers to it as a Minchas Bikurim Lashem. Soktehil Gerashi, quoting Gemaras. What's the Minchas Bikurim? It means the Minchas Ha'omer. And the reason it's called the Minchas Bikurim, because if you think about it, the carbon name was very similar to Bikurim. What was Bikurim? Reishas Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tavi, Lashem Alegecha. Just like there's a concept of Bechar. You take your firstborn, the Shorei Kesef, Ayeski Yivalid. So the Bechar, what do? You give to the Kayin. Even a firstborn child, you're supposed to give to the Kayin. That's why you do Pinyan Aben. So you shouldn't have to give the child to the Kayin. You're Payedit for five slum. But the point is, there's a concept of Reishas. There's a concept of Bikurim that permeates many mitzvahs in the Torah. And the carbon oimer is really a sif katan in the laws of Bikurim. The intakriv minchas Bikurim lasha, because that's what you're doing. You're taking the reishis k'tzirchem, and instead of keeping it for yourself, you're going ahead and you're giving it to the kai. Rameh Simcha, Meshachachma, and a classic Meshachachma says that with this point, you could understand why the Torah very mysteriously, right at the end of that parasha, Parashas Emor, throws in the halacha of leket and throws in the halacha of peya. He says the Torah is coming to say that even if a person spends his 9 to 5 at the job and he does what he needs to do, Torah Derech Eretz. But at the same time, his Derech Eretz should be surrounded with Torah. And he says, that's what the Torah is telling you. The Torah says, the first thing you do, you're a farmer, you work the field, the primary source of income, even for Haimash Yidden once upon a time was farmers, right? We all wore overalls once upon a time. But either way, that's the way it once was, right? So the first thing is Bikurin, Reishis, K'tirchem, what are you supposed to do? That's the Karban Omer. That goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's something called Leket. Leket, our halacha, is the guide, the way you're supposed to be Malaket. And then finally, when you're done, says the Torah, Lo Yisachale Pa'at. The Torah talks about the halacha Peah. So you should be mukef with mitzvahs, the beginning of your work, middle of the day, and then at the end. So literally, from 9 to 5, you're surrounded. You start with the Minchas Bikurim, which is the Karban Omer. Then you have Veleket Ketzircha Lo Yisalakeh. That's as you're being Malakeh. And then when all is said and done, you have Lo Yisachale Pa'asotcha. Regardless, this is the introduction to the Karban Omer. But there's one other important thing that we need to speak out, and then the daf is going to flow. And that is, the Torah never said when you're supposed to bring the Karban Omer. The Torah makes a very big deal about the Karban Omer. There's so many psukim in the Torah, a very rich parsha here, tucked away in the middle of the parsha Me'adam. You read this, this is Kriyas HaTorah on Yontav. But the Torah doesn't say when you're supposed to do it. In fact, what the Torah does say is it's supposed to be Mimachras HaShabbos, which literally sounds like on Sunday. So pick a Sunday that's convenient, where the weather's supposed to be good, and that's when you're supposed to do it. So what does Mimachras HaShabbos mean? So Ki Yadua, there was a machloikis between the Prushim and the Baisusa. The Prushim were of the opinion that Mimachas HaShabbos means that was the Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu going back to Har Sinai, that it's referring to the day after Pesach. And in fact, the Yontif that's mentioned right before this Parsha here in Parsha Semar, in the Parsha of the Mayadim, is the Yontif of Pesach. So Mimachas HaShabbos, after the first day of Pesach, in other words, the second day of Pesach, Tez Zayin Nisan on the calendar, there's a mitzvah to bring the Karban Omer. So what was the Karban Omer brought? It was Mimachas HaShabbos. Shabbos over here is a code word. What it really means is the second day of Pesach. In Chutz Laaretz, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. That's when the Karban Omer was brought. The Bais Susim disagreed. The Bais Susim said, it sounds to us like Mimachas HaShabbos is supposed to be on a Sunday. So they said it's the Sunday after Pesach starts. So if Pesach is Shabbos, that's the first day, then Enochinami, it's going to be Sunday. But let's say Pesach was on Tuesday, let's say it was on Wednesday, then it's not going to be Tazai in Nisan. Then you're going to have to count Yud Zayin, Chav, Chafal, whenever exactly it's going to be. So it's going to be around Pesach time, but it's not Mimachas HaShabbos, the second day of Pesach, meaning the day after the first day of Pesach, but rather it's a Sunday. Regardless, with that backdrop, we begin the daf. Zok the Mishnah, Ketzad, Hein, Oisin. So what was the process of cutting this Omer? So the Torah says that Uktzartem as Ketzira. So the Ketzira itself was a mitzvah. What was the process of the Ketzira? Shluchei Bezdin, Yoitzim, Erev Yontif, Va'oisin, Oisai, Krichois, B'mechub l'karka. Shluchei Bezdin would go on Erev Yontif. So this is Erev Pesach. And they would make Krichois. They would tie the Omer that they were going to be cut. Now, they were going to be cutting the Omer on Moitzai Yontif. The carbon was going to be brought the next day. All carbonists have to be brought during the day. With regards to the Chasayim, the Gemara is going to actually bring a pasuk that it had to be brought during the day. But the Kitzira, the mitzvah of Uktzartem, that didn't have to be during the day. Zrizim Akdimil mitzvahs, that was done at night. And there was such a bechina of Zrizos that took place over here that they would prep the Kitzira on Erev Yontif. So like this Maitzah Yontif, they can just go and they can cut it. So how did they prep it? They prepped it by identifying exactly what's going to be cut, and they would tie it with Krichos. Anybody that was able to come and attend this cutting, this ceremony, was encouraged to come. The reason was because they wanted it to be a great Eisek. They wanted a big tumul. As soon as it got dark, meaning Matzah Yantiv, Oymer Lehem the Kayin, and as we're going to see soon, one of the three Kayanim that cut the Oymer would turn to the Yidden that were there and would say, Ba HaShemesh, did the sun set? Meaning it's already Rabbeinu Tam, it's 72, we could start cutting. Oymer Hain, they would say, yes. Ba HaShemesh, they would ask it, the other Kayin would ask the same question, Oymer Hain. The Mishnah doesn't mention the third Kayin, but there was a third Kayin here as well. So there were three Kayanim that would ask the question, and as long as the Yidden would answer in the affirmative, yes, 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 then they would move forward. Magel zu, and then they would continue. They would say, should we use this magel, this sickle? Is this okay to use? I'm remhein. Magel zu, I'm remhein. Kupa zu, should we put it into this kupa after we cut it? I'm remhein. Kupa zu, I'm remhein. This Shabbos, if let's say it was Shabbos, this cereal was Deicha Shabbos, they would say, I'm remhein. Shabbos, yeah, on this Shabbos we could do it. I'm remhein. Shabbos, I'm remhein. Ektzar, v'heim oimrim leksar, should we cut? They would say, yeah, ektzar, v'heim oimrim leksar. Point is, you get the gist, right? So every kohen would say this. And by the way, shalish pamim al kol davar v'davar, v'heim oimrim lehein, hein, hein. So it's a little confusing here. I am b'mefarshim. But basically what's happening is there's three kohanim that are saying this, and each kohen is saying it three times. So everything was said nine times. Shabbazu, 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 nine times. Because three kohanim are saying it, and each kohen is saying it three times. And the Mishnah asks the very obvious question. The question we're all asking, v'kol kach lama, why? Says the Mishnah, b'pnei ha'baisusim, shayu oimrim ein k'tir, so oimrim b'tzai yantiv. This was la'hoitzi miliban not shal tzedukim, but la'hoitzi miliban shal ha'baisusim. And we wanted that it should be an Esa Gadol. People should be there, and we're going to make a big fuss about it. A fuss that really didn't have to be made. We could have done this a little bit more b'tznias. No, but we dafka want to make a big tumult because there was a whole cat, a whole group of Jews that were of the opinion that this was not the way it was supposed to be done. And really, it was supposed to be done on a Sunday. So we want to show that we're not doing it on Sunday. We're doing it on Maitzah Yontif. Because our Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu is Mimachas HaShabbos, means the day after the first day of Pesach. And to emphasize this point, this is what we did. It's just like you find in the beginning of Masechtas Yuma, Lahoitzim Yilibin Shal Tzedaykin. This is a very, very similar concept. It's not Lahoitzim Yilibin Shal Tzedaykin, but rather it's Lahoitzim Yiliban Shal HaBaisusim. So we'll get back to the Baisusim, some hashtag rest of the story in a moment. Let's just learn a little bit of Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Ilein Yumaya Deloy Lesana Bahoin, Umiktsasan Deloy Lemisbadoin. The following are days that you're not allowed to fast because of something very good that happened to the Jews on those days. And some of these days is even more chamer. Not only can't you fast, but if somebody who dies and there's a levaya, the loy v'mispad behind, you can't make a hesped. What are those days? From Eshchodesh Nisan until the eighth day of Nisan, the itukim tamida, the carbon tamid was established, meaning it was established that the carbon tamid heretofore would be brought in the proper way, and it's for that reason it was a yantif, it was like a miniature yantif, and the loy v'mispad, and it's for that reason no has been on that day. Umetamni beit v'atzoif meyado, from the eighth day of Nisan until after Pesach, itusav chagid shvuah. It was during those days that the yontif of Shavuos, when exactly Shavuos is supposed to be celebrated, was established properly. And as a result, the loy changed the gersa loy lesana. And it's for that reason that you're not allowed to fast. Rashi says, l'mispat shari, you could make a hesped, but you're not allowed to fast on those days. And the Gemara explains, l'mispat, what happened? What it means? The carbon tamid was established during the first 8 days of Chodesh Nisan. Shari tzadokim, because tzadokim used to say, yachid misnada b'mevi tamid, that if a yachid wants to donate the carbon tamid, he could bring the tarbin to Tamid. My daughters, what was the basis for what they said? Loshin Yachid, Loshin Yachid. Sounds like even a Yachid is able to bring the carbon Talmud. So the Tzedakim were of the opinion that if somebody wants to donate, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, writes a $180 check, says, I want you to buy a Shepsala, the next carbon Talmud is on me. it was okay. That was something that was ma'hadru. What did the Chachamim tell the tzedakim? Meaning, apparently this was an 8-day debate. And then finally it was established. What was the final argument that was that ma'ashatosh of Apikiris that eventually reigned? They said, as karboni lachmi li'ishai tishmeru. And tishmeru is a lashon rabim, and we learn from this, yikulam bam, v'tshuva zalishka. And again, this is something that we're very familiar with, right? Everybody knows that the Yidden, once upon a time, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah esei deraisa for every single Jew, from the age of 20 to 60, bar mitzvahs, all tumul, levim, kayanim, noshim. But there was an idea to give a machzes hashekel. And the purpose of the machzes hashekel was to buy the karbanos sibur, such as the tamid, such as the musafin, the karbanos that were brought on yantiv. And the reason it was done that way was so that every yachid should have a chelek, he should have shears in the karbanos sibur that were being brought. So the way every member of Klal Yisrael had a chelek of the karbanos sibur was by contributing. And you contributed a machzes hashekel. The machzes hashekel that we give today is a zecher for the machzes hashekel that we once gave. Because the real machzes hashekel wasn't just a mitzvah of tzedakah, you know, give $1.50 and the tzedakah should go to somebody. No, this was money that was given to the Beis HaMikdash. It was like a tax. But the point was that every year should have a chelek of the karbanos sibur. And karbanos sibur had to be brought by the machzes hashekel. You were not allowed to go, and a big gvir couldn't show up at the Beis HaMikdash and write a check and say, I want to cover the machzes. It doesn't work that way. The machzes hashekel had to be paid for by each individual. Apparently, the tzedakim didn't agree. It went back and forth. 8 days. Which 8 days? The first 8 days of Chodesh Nisan. And as a result, it was listed as one of the many yomim toivim that once upon a time existed. The loyva mispad behind. Okay, and then from the 8th day until after Yontif, they established the Yontif of Shavuos. And therefore, the Leila Sana, and that too is a Yontif. It's not as big a Yontif, but it's a Yontif as well. The Leila Sana, you're not allowed to fast on those days. What happened? Shahayu Baisusin Oimrim, so not the Tzedoikim, but the Baisusim used to say, Atzeres Achar HaShabbos, that Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday. Nitva Lehem Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, V'omal Lehem Shaitim, Minayim Lechem. How do you know that? And there was nobody that knew. I was like, I don't know. We never thought of that. Chutz mizachin echad shahayim mefatfed connected. There was one altayid, and he answered Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. Va'amar, and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu oyev Yisrael hayah. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was an oyev Yisrael. Okay. The idea shatzeres yom echadu. He knew that Shavuos, it's one day. The whole yontif is only one day. Amad v'tiken achar Shabbos. So what he did was he made Shavuos fall out on a Sunday. Kadesh Yisrael Mesang in Shnei Yomim. It's like this. You can have a 2-day yontif. You know, Yerushalmi Yid once told me that he thinks the reason in Chutz Laaretz you have 2 days yontif and Yisrael is only 1 day yontif. He says it's the Eved the rewarding the Anshe Chutz Laaretz because they support the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Makar in this Gemara. So Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev, I mean from Baisusi, but Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael Oyev, the idea Sha'atzeres Yom Echadu. But the point is, right, there's merit to the thought, to the machshava. But so this is what he told him. He says, no, I'm telling you, Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday. It's like this, you can have a 2-day Eretz Yisrael, they also want to have a 2-day yontif. It's like this, you can end up having a 2-day yontif. Karal of Mikrozes, Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai told this by Susi. He says, if Moshe Rabbeinu really loved the Jews so much, maybe you could explain this to me. Achad asa yoy mechayr of derech harseh. You know, the Yidin of Mekabal the Torah, by harchayr, by har Sinai, there are 11 days from the promised land. The Moshe Rabbeinu oyev Yisrael haya, lama icharam b'midbar abam shal. What took so long? So why did it take 40 years in the Midbar? Amaloi Rebbe. So the Baisusi, this Zokain, turns to Rabbi Yechir Ben Zakkai and he tells him, this is, come on, you know that. We all know what happened. They were in the Midbar for 40 years, not because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't love the Jews. Amaloi, Rabbi Yechir Ben Zakkai told him, Shaita, V'loitei Torah Shleimah Shalanu, Kesicha B'teva Shalachem. He says, of course I know I'm telling you something silly. But the reason I'm saying something silly to you, says Rashi, is because you said something silly to me. What I'm saying is the Zelda Shtusim as what you're saying. You're coming here with Svaris, Moshe Rabbeinu was an Oy of Yisrael, and the Meilat Tzeres is supposed to fall out on a Sunday. That's absolutely ridiculous. Now the truth is, let's take a step back. What was the basis? What was the scriptural source for what this Baisusi was saying? It was the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that You're supposed to bring the Korban Omer Mimacharas HaShabbos, and then you're supposed to count 49 days. And on the 50th day, which is again going to be Mimacharas HaShabbos, do the math, right? 50 days after Mimacharas HaShabbos will be a Mimacharas HaShabbos again. And that's when you're going to celebrate the Yontav of Shavuos. So by Susi said Mimacharas HaShabbos means Sunday. 50 days from Sunday is going to be a Sunday again. So the bottom line is, that's how I know that it's supposed to be on a Sunday. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, of course, had the Messiah of the Prushim, the Messiah from Sinai, which was Mimachas HaShabbos doesn't mean Sunday. Mimachas HaShabbos means the second day of Pesach. It means Tez Zayin Nisan. It doesn't matter if it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, or Sunday. But it doesn't have to be a Sunday. But the question was, is there a scriptural source to the argument of the Prushim? And this is where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told him, he says, I'm going to prove it to you from the Torah. I'll prove to you from the Torah that I'm right. Because Kosev Echadim in one pasuk says, Tis Brucham Yishim Yoy. For Kosev Echadim in another pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosois Timimois Tiyano. So one pasuk says you're supposed to count 50 days. And again, it's not 50 days, it's really 49 days. Incidentally, if you take a look at the top Tosfos right here, we're not going to go into it, but the top Tosfos asks that if the Torah says Tis Brucham Yishim Yoyim, then why do we only count 49 days? So Tosfos says, two pshatim in the pshat in the pasuk, that although the Torah says chamishim yom, but the way you're supposed to read it, just push it, the way you read the pasuk is not count 50 days and then the following day celebrate Yontif and bring the Mincha HaKadosha, but rather count 49 days. The 50th day is the day that you're supposed to bring it. That's different than, for example, when the Torah says Arbam Yakeno, give 40 Malkis, and we know it's only 39. And Chazal say that you see from there the Koyach of the Chachamim, that the Torah Shebal Peh can sometimes trump the Torah Shebiksav, because the Torah says Arbam Yakeno, the Chachamim came along and they said it's not 40, it's really 39. This is different. This doesn't fall into the same category. Over here, when the Torah says Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, take a look at Tosfos, Tupshatim, Rashi and Chumash brings one of Tosfos, Tupshatim. Is the Torah is telling you that on the 50th, he's supposed to count 49. But the point is, it says, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. He's supposed to count 49 days. Another pasuk says, Sheva Shabbos Leistimimis Tiyeno. It's 7 full weeks. What's the stira? The stira is in one place, it sounds like just any random 49 days. Sheva Shabbos Leistimimis Tiyeno seems to suggest a full week. A full week starts on Sunday and it ends on Shabbos. And then you go through the end of the week. Right? That's what a week is. So, is it a full week or 7 full weeks? Or is it just 49 days? It doesn't matter if it starts in the middle of the week. It seems to be a stira. Hakeitzad. Sakrab Yechid Ben Zakkai. Oh, must be. Kam Biyantiv Shecholiyas B'Shabbos. Kam Biyantiv Shecholiyas Ben Zashabbos. It could be either one. If Tez Zayin Nisan is a Sunday, it says it's going to be Sheva Shabbos is Temimois. If Tez Zayin Ben Nisan falls out on a Tuesday, then it's not going to be Sheva Shabbos is Temimois. Then it's going to be Tisperu Cham Yishim Yoyim. But said Rabbi Yechid Ben Zakkai to the Baisusi, instead of us arguing over silly arguments, you're going to tell me that you think Mimachas HaShabbos means Sunday because then Shavuos will fall out on a Sunday, and Moshe Rabbeinu loves the Jews, he wants to have a two-day yontif. Come on. That's not the way we're going to reconcile this argument. The way we're going to reconcile this argument is with Psukei Atera. And I'm telling you, in the Psukim, it's mashma like me. V'alicha bastira. Tisbru chamishim yom sounds like any 49 days, as long as they're in succession, but starting even from a Tuesday. Sheva Shabbos says to me, it sounds like it has to start on a Sunday. So before we go weiter, and the Gemara is going to go from here and bring many, 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 many scriptural rayas to the Purushim, not like the Baisusim, let's just give a little bit of an introduction. Who exactly were the Baisusim? So we're familiar with the Tzedakim. The Tzedakim come up throughout Shas. L'hoitzi mi'liban shal Tzedakim, this Tzedaki, that Tzedaki. So that's something that is featured a lot. The Baisusim aren't mentioned as much. But the truth is that the history of the Tzedakim and the Baisusim are very much interrelated. And really, it begins with an Avos D'Rav Nosson. The Mishnah, right in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, when it discusses the Mesorah, Moshe Kibbol Torah Mesinai, Mesorah Yeshua, Yeshua Leskenim, Anshe Knesset Agdoilo. Shimon HaTzadik was from the Shiori Anshe Knesset Agdoilo. He used to say, Al Shloish Dvar Moilam Oymeid, Al HaTorah Avayla Gmilas Chasadim. And he had a Talmud that he gave over his Mesorah to. His Talmud's name was Antignus Ish Soichai. Antignus Ish Soicha used to say, "Who are you, Oymer?" It's the third Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Al tiu kavodim amasham shina sarav amanas the kavu pras. El lehevu kavodim amasham shina sarav shaloy amanas the kavu pras. Vihi moira shamayim a lechem. The Avos D'Rav Nosson says that Antignus Ish Soicha had many, many talmidim. Amongst his many talmidim, there was a fellow named Saduk and another fellow named Baisus. And when they heard Antignus Ish Soicha say this Mishnah. Don't serve Hashem because of an Olam Haba that you're waiting to get one day. You should see yourself like an Eved who's not getting paid, who doesn't get a paycheck, who does his work 100% L'Shem Shemayim. And who Haya Omer? This was Antignus Issoicha's member that made it into Pirkei Avos. This was part and parcel of his Ashkafas HaChaim. This is what he was always teaching his Talmidim. And they heard it again and again and again, and then something, it for some reason, clicked in them that made them think, you know, something, maybe the Rebbe keeps on saying this, not because he wants us to have a certain mindset in terms of how he wants to serve Hashem, but maybe because there really is no reward. And maybe he's telling us, because frankly, there's not going to be an award. And one thing led to another. And by the time they were done, they were koifrin tchias amesim, and they left the fold and they started movements respectively. Tzaddik started a movement known as the Tzedoikim. Baisus started a movement that would later be known as the Baisusim. The Deiris HaRishonim says that like many movements, like the movement of Yeshe HaNoitzri, at the time of Tzadik and Baisus' life, they really have that much of a following. It didn't take too much root. It started off with a minion of followers. But as the years went on, the movement of the Tzadikim and the Baisusim became stronger and stronger. And if you read Yosefim Ben-Gurion, also known as Josephus, he talks so much about the Sadducees. He doesn't talk a lot about the Baisusim. I don't even know if he mentions the Baisusim. But he talks a lot about the Tzadikim, about the Sadducees, and they were a very, very, very big deal. And you see, in the Sugya, they were a very big deal. You see, Chazal went out of their way with the Ketzir Soimer. Why are we so worried about them? Because obviously, they were a real movement. And the Chachamim spent a lot of time and a lot of energy to defeat the Tzadikim and the Baisus. Eventually, they were defeated. But it took up a lot of time during the Tkufa of Bayashani. Regardless, those were the Tzadikim and the Baisusim. Now, it's interesting. Sometimes you find the Tzedaka mentioned, and sometimes you find the Baisusa mentioned. In this Braisa that we just learned now, on Samechei Amid Aleph, you have one Braisa that talks about the first 8 days of Nisan were a mini Yontif, and then the next several days were a mini Yontif as well, the first 8 days, because they defeated the Tzedakim to establish the Karban Tamid. And then the next week or so was a Yontif because they defeated the Baisusim with regards to the Yontif of Shua. So you see the Tzedakim and the Baisusim, even though they're synonymous with each other, they come together very often, but they're clearly not the same. What exactly the difference was? So we'll have to leave that up for the historians to figure out. But it's not so clear what the difference was between the Tzedakim and the Baisusim, but what it is clear, they were not the same movement. But I'll just tell you one interesting thing. The Rambam in Hilchas Teshuva, so at the very end in Perek Yud, it's every Rambam there is classic. But the Rambam, in the end of every Rambam, every Sifkot has a sticker. But the Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Teshuva, he talks about the premier way of how you're supposed to serve Hashem, and he talks about serving Hashem me'ahava. And says the Rambam, here's the punchline. V'chein hayu g'doylei ha-chachamim mitzavim l'nevoynei talmideyem u'maskileyem b'yichot. Listen to l'shoynei hazov shal ha-Rambam. So after the Rambam talks about a person shouldn't serve Hashem, not for reward, not miyira even. It should be me'ahavo. V'chein hayu g'doylei ha-chachamim mitzavim. This is what the g'doylei ha-chachamim used to tell. Nevoynei talmideyem u'maskileyem b'yichud. Der choshev etalmidem. Al tiyu kavodem ha-misham shen esarav al-manas ha-kabul toivu. Eleheyu kavodem ha-misham shen esarav al-manas shaloy le-kabul klub. Ela mebnei shahu ha-rav roi le-shamshoy k'loymar. In short, says the Rambam, ivdu me'ahavo. That's the translation of that Mishnah. So the Rambam brings the Mishnah. It's the third Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. It's Antignus Ish Soichai's Memra. But the Rambam prefaces it by saying, G'doyle Achachamim, Hayu Mitzavim L'Nevoynei Talmideyem U'maskileyem B'yichot. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, two lines. Says the Kesef Mishnah, you know why the Rambam goes out of his way to say that the G'doyle Achachamim would only tell this Mishnah over to Nevoynei Talmideyem U'maskileyem B'yichot? It sounds they didn't tell to everybody. It was something that was said betzina for people that can handle it. It wasn't meant for public consumption. You know why? Because lefisha nimshach mimayim rezeh inyan tzadik ubaisus. Because look what happened to tzadik ubaisus, who clearly were not on the pay grade where they were able to handle this Mishnah. Kasav, it's for that reason the Rambam wrote, Shohayu mitzavin talmidei u'maskilei u'biyichud, k'loy marzok tekesav Mishnah v'loy l'kulam. not for everybody. Because not everybody is ready to handle this Mishnah. It's interesting that the Mishnah says, Antignus Yisoichoi, Altiu Kavadam Hashem Shana Tzarev, Elo Yehebu Kavadam Hashem Shana Tzarev, Shaloyam Anasa Kavu Pras, and then the Mishnah says, Vihi Meir Shamayim Aleicha. So in the past, we've spoken out, a Meir Degib, Heilig Ibn Yisoschar, who says Pshad in the Hemshach, of Vihi Meir Shamayim Aleicha, and the Ein Kamer Koymai. But I was thinking, Pashim Shad, maybe that's what the Mishnah means to say. Altiu Kavadam Hashem Shana Tzarev, Anasa Kavu Pras. But this is a halacha that got people into trouble, Tzadikum Baisos. And that's why the Rambam says, not everybody was supposed to have it. So says the Mishnah, Vihi Meir Shamayim Aleichem. What's the smichos? What's the hemshach? Very simple. I'm telling you something, but make sure you keep your Yiras Shamayim, because this Mishnah actually caused others to lose their Yiras Shamayim. Regardless, the Baisusim were a very big deal. I'll tell you, I saw in the Pardes Yosef, he brings from the Sefer Divrei Shaul. So the Pardes Yosef brings that when we count Sfiras HaOmer, so the first day that we count is Hayoim Yoim Echad La'Omer. Then it's Hayoim Sheni, Hayoim Shlishi. You know, the Hayoim Echad is a pasuk in the Torah. Vayera Vayivoker Yoim Echad. Rashi famously asks, that why is it Vayera Vayivoker Yoim Echad? It should have said Yoim Rishoy. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, that would be the proper grammar. So why is it Yoim Echad? It's Rashi's Kasha. Rashi says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Echad Bo'ilama. And that's why he says, Vayera, Vayvayki, Yoim Echad. So Freik, the Divrei Shaul, I'll ask you the same Kasha. When we count Sfiras HaOmer, why do we say, Hayoim Yoim Echad La'Omer, or Ba'Omer? It should be, Hayoim Yoim Rishon. If it's going to be Sheni, Shlishi, and Revi, Rashi's Kasha. Rashi, right in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Vayera Vayvayki Yoim Echad, it should have been Yoim Rishon. So why do we say Yoim Echad, not Yoim Rishon? So he said, Lahoitzi Miliban Shalat Baisusim. Because if you would say Yoim Rishon on that one day, what does Yoim Rishon sound like? Yoim Rishon L'Shabbos. It sounds like it's Sunday. So Lahoitzi Miliban Shalat Tzadikim. You don't even want to say Baisusim Rishon. So you say Hayoim Yoim Echad, not Hayoim Yoim Rishon. Either way, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a tshuva. He told this by Susi that I'm going to prove you wrong. And he proved him wrong by reconciling this apparent contradiction between two psukim that describe the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. On the one hand, it says, Tisbruch HaMishim Yoim. It sounds like any 49 days. On the other hand, it says, Sheva Shabbosois Timimois Tiano. It sounds like it has to be 7 complete weeks. And the only way it makes sense, said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, is if there's 2 dinim. Sometimes it's Sheva Shabbosois, Timimois. Sometimes it's only 49 days. Haketzad, if Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, then you're going to start counting on a Sunday. It's going to be Sheva Shabbosois, Timimois. If not, it's going to be the middle of the week. Regardless, this is one of many, many pshatim that's going to take us 2/3 of the way down to Daf Samech Vav and Aleph, so we'll start the Gemara and we'll finish it tomorrow. So Rabbi Eliezer Soifer, Rabbi Yeshua Maina, Rabbi Shimon Ma'amer, Rabbi Yehuda Lamatis, and Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer said, and there's a lot of issues with the Gersoyas in this Gemara, so you have to hold on tighter. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Ein Eitzarech, Hareyu Oimer, the Pasuk says, Tispar Lecha, said Rabbi Yechem Ben Zaka, you didn't need to prove this by Susi wrong from Tisperu Chamishon Yoyim and Shevesh Abbasis Timimois. It's more Pashat. It says that Shevesh Shavuos Tisper Lach. Now, this Pasuk is actually not in Pashas Amar. It's in Dvarim Perek Tezayim, but it's also talking about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And it says over there Tisper Lach. And we learn from this Sfira Tluya Bebezdin, that we're dealing with a Sfira that's Tully and Bezdin, Shehen Yoyden Lechadesh Mi Machras HaShabbos. Skip to Rabbi Yeshua. I'm sorry. Yotze Shabbos Bereishis Shes Firasa B'chalal. But the point is, it says Tisbar Lach, it sounds like the Sfira should start depending on a day that's Tali and Bezdin. Bezdin controls the month. They don't control the days of the week. The Bezdin doesn't decide when it's Shabbos, but Bezdin decides when it's Yontif. How so? Because Bezdin decides when it's Rosh Chodesh, and based on that, they're indirectly deciding when it's Yontif. So if it says Tisbar Lach Sfira Tluya BeBezdin, so it sounds like Mimachras HaShabbos means after a day that Bezdin has some control over, it must be we're talking about Pesach, which is something that indirectly Bezdin controls as opposed to Shabbos, which is something they have no control over. Rabbi Shua says, Amr Torah Maneh Yom V'Kadosh Chodesh. The Torah said you should count days and then make it Rosh Chodesh. Maneh Yomim V'Kadosh Atzeres. And the Torah also said count days, 49 days, and then it should be Shavuos. Machodesh, Samal Chodiyasa Nikr, Avatzarach, Samal Chodiyasa Nikr. Just like Rosh Chodesh, right around Rosh Chodesh time, you already know it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. Because how did they know it was Rosh Chodesh? You saw it. The moon disappears at the end of the month, and then as soon as they saw the moilid, so they knew that it was Rosh Chodesh. So it was Nikr Samach Lebiyasai. Shavuos has to be Nikr Samach Lebiyasai as well. V'im Toimer Atzeres Leilam Achra HaShabbos Eich Te Nikeres Mishal Lefanel. So that only works if we're going to go based on the
month. Because if you're going to go based on the day after Pesach, so as soon as it's Pesach, you're always going to know when you're supposed to start counting. But if it's the day after the Shabbos after Pesach, so it's not so intrinsically nicker. Thus, Rabbi Yeshua said, that's the raya, not like the Baisusin, the Mimachas HaShabbos means after Pesach. Because everybody knows when the first day Pesach is. Similar to the fact that people see the Moilet. So it's Samach Lebiyah saying, like, oh, today's Pesach? Oh, tomorrow, right? That's the way it is. You know when you're counting Sphira? When it's Pesach. Oh, today was Pesach, tomorrow you're counting Sphira. But if it's going to be the Sunday, then you already have to start holding Cheshbonis when Shabbos Chol HaMoed, it's the day after that. It's not Samach Lebiyah saying, Nicker. Regardless, that was Rabbi Shua's Makar. Bishmol, let me Rabbi Shua, Mel said a fourth Pesach. Omer Teira, Havei, Omer, Pesach, Vishtei, Halechem, Bad Seres. The Teira said that on Pesach, you bring the carbon omer, and on Shavuos, you bring the Shtei Alechem. Just like Shavuos, when you bring the Shtei Alechem, it's Yontif, and it's also the beginning of Yontif. All Yontif is one day. Afkan Regel, Betchilas Regel. So too, you're supposed to bring the carbon omer on Yontif, but Betchilas Regel, which according to the Prushim, it's always going to be Betchilas Regel. It's always going to be the second day Pesach. Whereas according to Baisusin, it's not always necessarily going to be Betchilas Regel. Rabbi Yehuda, some have the Gersi, Rabbi Yishub, Memesei Reimer, Neme Shabbos Lamailo, Neme Shabbos Lamato. It says Shabbos, again, in the context of the Shtei Alechem, it says Shabbos in the context of the Korban Omer. Ma lahalon regel v'tchilas regel samuchlo. Just like over there, it's Yontif and it's samuch to the tchilas haregel. Afkan regel v'tchilas regel samuchlo. Here too, with regards to the Korban Omer, it's Yontif and has to be samuch to the tchilas haregel. Very similar to the previous pshat. Take a look at Rashi. I'm not sure I understand 100% the difference between the two pshatim, but regardless, it's very, very similar in that we're dealing with a zman that's samuch to tchilas haregel. Regardless, we have five pshatim over here in this brayser from the Gedolei HaTanot. We have Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we have Rabbi Eliezer, we have Rabbi Yeshua, we have Rabbi Yishmael, we have Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that all brought Mekairis. This is, of course, a Maseira, but they all had Mekairis in the psukim itself to prove that we're supposed to start counting Mimachas HaShabbos, meaning Tez Zayin Nisan, not on the first Sunday that follows Pesach. So the Gemara now is going to bring another brisa that's going to bring a whole nother list of Mekairis in the Torah. How exactly you know Mimachas HaShabbos means Tez Zayin Nisan. So we're not going to go through the whole brisa. We'll pick that up tomorrow morning. But just to pick up now the first line of the brisa, we'll speak out some rate on that. Tanu Rabbanon, Usartam Lochem. So following the bringing of the carbon omer, you had a count, Sfira Saimer, 49 days. Says the Torah, it says, Usfartam Lochem. Why Lochem? Shetehe Sfira Lachalecha Vechad. Torah's come to emphasize that everybody's supposed to count. Now, if you take a look at the Hilgar Rashi, Lachalecha Vechad, one line, Lachal Echad Chayiv Lisper. Everybody's obligated to count Sfira Saimer. What would have been the Havamina? That not everybody's obligated to count Sfira Saimer. So Torah already addresses the question. Taisus dibra maskul usfartum lachem. Taisus says that being that you find by yovel, the Torah says v'safartu lacha, and safartu lacha, but it means bezdin. Bezdin has an obligation to count. So there would have been a havamina that maybe it's bezdin that has the obligation to count sfira soimer. Maybe not everybody's obligated to count sfira soimer. Maybe it's bezdin. Says the Gemara, it says in the Torah usfartum lachem. By yovel, it says v'safartu lacha. That's a lashon yachid. Over here, it says usfartum lachem. What's the emphasis of usfartum lachem? Lohidiyacha, kamash malon, that it's not Bezdin's obligation, but every single yid has his own individual obligation to count Sfiras Ha'omer. Stating that, there's another pshat in the Rishonim, and that is the Rajba. And the Rajban, the Tshuva, says an unbelievable chiddush. Zok the Rajban HaTshuva. He says, you know what the emphasis of Usfartam Lachem is? That every Shetei Sfir L'Chalecha V'Echad, we know that anytime there's a mitzvah to say something, you don't have to say it. You could hear somebody else say it, say Amen, and you could be Yoitza with what we know as Shemeya Ka'ina. So for example, Friday night, you can be Yoitza your Kiddush with somebody else. You don't have to hear your own Kiddush. You can be Yoitza with the Baal HaBas's Kiddush. As long as you say Amen, you're Mechavin to be Yoitza, he's Mechavin to be Yoitza you. What if you weren't Mechavin? Sugi's in the end of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. But this is a halacha, Revachas be Yisrael, that there's something called Shemeya Ka'ina, and it's something that we all rely on a regular basis. Shemeya Ka'ina. Zok the Rajba, could I be Yoitza Sfira Sa'imer with Shemeya Ka'ina? So you're going to count the night of the Omer, and I'm going to listen to what you said, and I'll be Yoitza with your Sfira Sa'imer. Says the Rajba, no. That's this
Gemara. Usfartam lachem shetei sfir l'cholecha v'echa. Not that everybody's obligated to count. Of course everybody's obligated to count. That's not a chiddush. I don't need the word lachem to teach me that there's an obligation. Lachem is coming to teach me that every single person needs to count on his own. That you cannot be yoytze to shemei ha'koina. So even though ordinarily, in kol ha'toyra kula, there's a concept called shemei ha'koina, but when it comes to sfir ha'aymer, there's no such concept of sfir ha'aymer. It's interesting, this is brought down in halacha. The Mishnah Berurah, right in the beginning of Siman Tov Pei Tes, brings this halacha. Chabra says, "Bilel Sheni Achat Tilas Arvis, second night Pesach after Ma'ariv Maschilim Lisfar Ha'omer, Vem Shachach Lisfar Betchilas Halayla Hoylech V'Sofer Kalalayim." Supposed to do it right away, right after Ma'ariv. But if you didn't do it, you have the whole night to do it. Umitzvah says the Mechaber, "Al Kol Echad Lisfar La'atzmoy." There's a mitzvah for every yachid to count for himself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Dechsevu Svartam Lachem." Mashma sha mitzvah chal al kol yochid v'yochid. V'hine, says the Mishnah Berurah, mashma mizeh, b'sfira eine k'moy b'shar mitzvah talui b'amira. It sounds like sfira is different than ordinary mitzvahs that are talui b'amira. L'in yikiddush v'avdolu ki yoytzveh. Dim shama l'chaveiroi v'neschavim lotzis di yoytzveh b'zat mishum d'shek k'meya k'oin. V'hocha gilsa ha-toyra d'lo yoytzveh. Here the Torah is being megala that you're not yoytzveh ch'meya k'oin. Kol kama d'lo yisiper ba'atzmai. You have to count by yourself. And if you don't count by yourself, you can't be yoytzveh ch'meya. That when it says that every person is obligated, it doesn't mean that you have to count by yourself as opposed to Shemei Koina. If Shemei Koina works, then it's as if you counted. So that's not what it means. What it means is that Bezin's not up. Who's the other pshat? That's Tosfos. So regardless, the Rajba learned it in Rashi, and Tosfos, this. These two pshatim and the Rishonim are both brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Pesach and Siman Tov Pei Tes. Now it's interesting, this halacha is with regards to the actual counting of the Sfiras Omer. What about the bracha? What about the Birchas HaMitzvahs for Sfiras Omer? Could you be yoytze the bracha with Shemei HaKoina? And that comes in handy if you ever forget to count. And now you have a suffix, because really it's not so clear that if you miss one night, that you're not allowed to count with a bracha anymore. It's really a suffix. So you essentially have a suffix bracha. Suffix brachas you don't count. What's the Eitzah? Let somebody else be mitzvah. But we just said that it's not so poshut. Could be there's no Shemei HaKoina. So what would be the halacha Shemei HaKoina? Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's poshut, that the whole issue of Shemei HaKoina regarding Sfiras HaOmer is with regards to the actual Sfira. But as it relates to the Birchas HaMitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer, there's no difference between the Birchas HaMitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer and any ordinary Birchas HaMitzvahs. And of course that you would be able to be Yotzei Shemei HaKoina. In fact, if you look at Rav Kveges HaGoyis and Shulchan Aruch, right here in Siman Tov Pei Tes, he brings that the minig is, and it's the proper thing to do, is to have one person make the Birchas HaMitzvahs and everybody else should be Yotzei with him. And the reason is, B'roiv Am Hadras Melech, Rabbi Kveger says, you want precedence for this? Take a look in Hilchas Shabbos, Simin Reish Tzadik Ches, the laws of Havdalah. And over there, the Mechaber says that when it comes to making the bracha, B'roiv Me'ori Yo'esh, one person should make the bracha and he should be mitzi everybody else, which is, of course, the minig. You don't make your own B'roiv Me'ori Yo'esh, but you yaitzi. You say Amen to the bracha of the Mavarech, you yaitzi with Shemei Kaina, and you do it. Why? What's the reason for it? So the Paiskim say, as I state in Shulchan Aruch, because of B'roiv Am Hadras Melech. So there's actually an idea of B'roiv Am Hadras Melech to have one person be mitzi other people. So says Rabbi Kiveger, it's true with regards to the actual Sfiras HaOmer. That's already Toli Bashli, Rav Ravi, Arajman, Atshuva, Beisana, Gemar, Menachas, Samachay, Amidbeis. It could be that even though the Shemei Kain and Kala Terukula, but when it comes to this, it's not going to be Shemei. But that's only with regards to the Sfira itself. But as it relates to the Bracha, to the contrary, Hadar Dina, it makes sense for one person. So Rav Kveger is seemingly suggesting that the Shliach Tzibur should get up after Ma'ariv, clap, he says the bracha, Sfiras HaOmer, and then everybody else will just say Amen, and it gives you less incentive not to miss, but everybody else will say Amen, and like this, you have no problems. So you'll make the Sfiras HaOmer. But then Rav Kveger just adds one line. He says, Ayin Shail Shuvas Mapit. Sends you to the Mabit. If you take a look at the Mabit, Rabbi Kveges B. Mitzayin says that the Minig Yisrael was not that way. And as I state in Mishnah Berurah, so Mishnah Berurah brings that even though it's Poshet, that this Kpedo regarding Shemei HaKoina is only talking about the sphere, it's not talking about the Bracha, but at the same time, the Minig Yisrael is, read it to you, Minig B'chol Yisrael Shekholecha Mevarech V'Soifer La'atzmai V'Ein Soimchin Alashas. Alashatz. And the makar to that is this Shalos Tshuvas Mabit that Reb Kveger was being mitzayin. But the question is very, very obvious.
So it's Mavu in the Rishonim, the Mishabur brings it lahalacha, that even though in Kol HaTorah Kula Shemeya Ka'ina, but when it comes to Sfira Sa'aymer, there's no Shemeya Ka'ina. And the reason is because it says, "Usfartum lachem shetei sfira lachal echad ve'echad." Two understandings in the Rishonim, what exactly that means. But according to one pshat, and the way the Rashba understood Rashi, so that would seem to make it the positive pshat in the sugya, is shetei sfira lachal echad ve'echad, that you can't be yotzei shemei kaina. The question is, manishtana sfira sa'imer mikol mitzvah shevetayra. If ordinarily, if there's ever a mitzvah that's told in Amira, you could be yaitza. That was a pun. Shemeir Kaina, then why is it that you can't be yaitza the mitzvah sphere sa'imah with Shemeir Kaina? So there's a lot of lumdish and mahalchim that all really hinge on the same idea, which is that the mitzvah sphere sa'imah is not a mitzvah to recite the day of the Omer. Meaning, it's not a mitzvah samira, but it's a mitzvah sphere. And sphere, counting and talking are not the same thing. You can be yaitza talking with Shemeir Kaina. You can't be yaitza counting with Shemeir Kaina. But I'll just tell you something that I saw in the Sefer Yerach L'Mayadim. That's the Sefer of the Reshiva of Yeruchim. And he brings what he refers to as a Dover Na'e in the Sefer Keruye Mayed. Again, why is it that there's no Shemeir Kaina when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imer? And that is based on something that is brought down in the Sefer HaParadis. The Sefer HaParadis was one of the Rishayim. And the Sefer HaParadis says as follows, V'tzorech levarech b'kol rom, mishum d'chsiv u'svartam lechem. So somehow, the Sefer HaParadis saw in the words of Svartam lechem that it's not enough to say Sfira Sa'imer, but it has to be b'kol rom. Sfira Sa'imer has a din that it has to be b'kol rom. Based on that, said Rabbi Yeruchim, you could shtel tzu the raid, the Dvar Ma'atikin by Duchanin. You do, there was a machlekes between the Beis Halevi and the Netziv. A kohen that goes up to Duchen. Birchas kohenim. Could one kohen say the Birchas kohenim and be moitzi other kohenim with Shemeir kohenah? Or no? Does each kohen have to do it by himself? Is there a loch of Shemeir kohenah by Birchas kohenim or not? One of the rays that the Netziv brought, it's in Meroy Mesada, Mesachtes Megillah, Daf Chav Dalim and Aleph, is the Mishnah Mesachtes Megillah says, Hamafter benavi hu poiris al hashma, vu oivel lefnei ateva, vu noisei eskapa. So whoever went mafter, there were certain fringe benefits that came along with going mafter. He was poiris al shma, he was oivel lefnei ateva, so today you just get the haftaira, vu noisei eskapa. Freak the Netziv, vu noisei eskapa. Obviously we're talking about a kohen, right? He's Noises Kapov? What if you're Kayan, then you're Noises Kapov anyways. Every Kayan is supposed to be Noises Kapov. So then it's it. No, because really, Nesias Kapayim is like every other mitzvah that's totally in Dibur. We could be Yotzeh with Shemeir Kayana. And that was the minute. One person, one Kayan would get up, and he would be Mitzi all the Kayana with Shemeir Kayana. So who had the schus to be the one to say it, and everybody else is just saying Amen? It was the one that was Oivel Lefnei Ateva. Hamafte Benavi, who Paris Hashma, who Oivel Lefnei Ateva, and he's the one that's going to be Mitzi the Oilam. He's the one that's nicest cap of half of a fellow. But can you do it with the Beis Halevi and say for Beis Halevi? Argue. He vehemently argued with the Netziv. And he said a chap. He said, you know why? Because the Gemara says that duchening has to be b'kol rom. It's not enough that the kohen gets up. You know, the kohenim scream? They're supposed to. They're supposed to scream. It has to be b'kol rom. It's halacha and shulchan aruch. It's medina the Gemara. That the kohenim have to say b'kol rom. So the Beis Halevi said a chap. Shemeir kohenah is the pshat that it's as if I said it. But is it b'kol rom? I'm not making any noise. How can it be b'kol rom? So I can two eyes, Amira and Dibor, al yidei shemeir kaina. A b'kol rom, that's not something I can two eyes. And really, it's totally in the lumdus of how shemeir kaina works. It is the pshat in shemeir kaina that when I hear what you're saying, I shtel zechtzu to your Dibor? So whatever you did, through my shmiya, it's as if I did. So even though you're talking, I'm medaber mitoich groincha, so to speak, even though you're the one that's talking, I'm also talking. I'm a shutif in your dibur. Or is the pshad, not that I'm a shutif in your dibur, but ordinarily in order to talk, you have to talk. Over here, you can be a medaber just by being shemeya. But it's the shmiya that's the dibur, so to speak. Ordinarily, shmiya l'chud v'dibur l'chud. Shemeya kaino was mechadish, that shmiya blibes dibur. So is my dibur my shmiya? Or my dibur is really your dibur. It's just through my shmiya that I'm a shutif in your dibur. If there's a din kol rom, if the pshat is that I have your dibur, so if your dibur was b'kol rom, why shouldn't I have the b'kol rom? But if the vart is that I don't have your dibur, I have my own dibur. My dibur was my shmiya. So it's very nice. Shmiya is a dibur, but it's not b'kol rom because you're not making any noise. It reminds me that, you know, when we lay the Megillah,
So by the Aseres Pnei Haman, everybody says, Ves Parshan Dasa, right? Everybody says it. So why does everybody say it? Why can't you be Yaitza with the Shleich Tzibah like you Yaitza everything else? So our Pesh Pesach Frank in Mikroi Kodesh brings from the Rogachov of Goyen that the Rogachov said, you know why? He says, because there's a halacha that it has to be B'Nashim Ma'achas. Nashim Ma'achas, you can't get with Shemei Kaina. He says, the deeper that you can get with Shemei Kaina, but the Nashim Ma'achas, that you can't get with Shemei Kaina. But Al-Kopalim said to Rosh Shiva Rav Yeruchim in his Sefer Yerach HaMayadim that it could be loit this Sefer Apartus. That Sfiris HaOymer is like Duchening. It's like Nasias Kapayim. It has to be B'Kol Ram. Beis HaLev is Yisoid. And whenever there's a din Kol Ram, you can't be Yotzev Chameh Kaina. Here too, you wouldn't be able to be Yotzev Chameh Kaina either. Either way, Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll speak at a lot more raid regarding Sfiris HaOymer.